Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a color jungle ride groove in Ableton Live 12, designed to sit on top of a rewind-worthy drum and bass drop. The goal here is not just to throw a ride cymbal on the offbeat and call it a day. We want something fast, alive, musical, bright enough to cut, controlled enough to leave room for the bass, and just jungle enough to bring that old-school energy into a modern D&B context. A really good ride part in drum and bass does a lot of jobs at once. It adds motion. It adds attitude. It helps the drop feel bigger. And when it's designed well, it can make the whole track feel more expensive and more dangerous. So let's get into the process and build it step by step. First, set your live setup for the right tempo and feel. Start a new session and set the tempo to 174 BPM. That's a great sweet spot for this style. Create a few tracks so you can think in layers from the beginning. Have a drum track, a bass track, and a top or ride FX track. If you already have a break or drum backbone, keep it in place. If not, lay down the kick and snare first so the ride has something solid to interact with. In this style, the ride should support the groove, not fight the backbone of the drop. Now choose your ride source. You've got a couple of strong options. You can use a sampled ride cymbal inside a drum rack, which is the fastest way to stay creative and get moving. Or you can synthesize a ride using devices like operator, analog, or drift for a more engineered sound. For this lesson, we'll start with a sampled ride because it gets us to the musical part faster. Look for a sample with a clear bell or edge tone, decent sustain, and not too much room sound baked in. If it's too long, trim it down so it sits more tightly in the rhythm. Once the sound is loaded, program a 2-bar MIDI pattern. A really strong starting point for D&B is offbeat energy with a few small twists. Think in terms of hits landing on the upbeat positions, with a couple of ghost notes or pickup hits to keep it from feeling robotic. You might start with a pattern that hits on the second half of each beat, then add one or two extra light hits near the snare moments or just before the bar line. The exact pattern can be simple, but the feeling needs to be alive. This is where jungle and modern D&B overlap nicely. The groove should feel propulsive, but not overly busy. And here's the secret weapon. Velocity. A ride groove lives or dies by how the hits are accented. If every hit is the same, the part collapses into static noise. Instead, shape a cycle of strong, medium, and light hits. Make the main accents sit around the upper middle velocity range, and pull ghost notes way down, so they feel like movement rather than domination. Even a tiny amount of dynamic variation can make the pattern feel like a human drummer leaning into the groove. At 174 BPM, very small changes in timing and velocity become musical very quickly, so don't overdo it. Keep the offset subtle and consistent. Next, we color the tone. That's where the lesson really starts to earn its name. Insert auto filter if you want to shape the raw sample before processing. Depending on the sample, use a high pass or band pass approach to keep the ride in the bright zone without letting too much low mid clutter through. Then check EQ8. If the sample has brittle fizz, gently cut around the upper highs. If it pokes too hard in the presence range, soften that area a little. And if it sounds boxy, trim some of the low mid mud. The idea is to make the ride clear without making it painful. Now bring in saturation. Saturator is perfect here because it adds density and harmonics without needing a bunch of complicated processing. A modest amount of drive can make the ride feel more present on smaller speakers, and give it that slightly rough, ravey edge. Keep soft clip on if needed, and be careful with output gain so you don't get fooled by loudness. If the sample is already very bright, a little goes a long way. We want attitude, not a wall of white noise. After that, use drum bus to blow the ride into the kit. That's a really useful move in drum and bass, because it makes the top end feel like part of the drum system instead of a separate layer floating above everything else. Keep the drive moderate and be very conservative with crunch and boom. Boom is usually not what we want on a ride. A little transient shaping can help the cymbal cut through, but if you push this too hard, it'll flatten the articulation and make the top end feel harsh. So treat drum bus like a finishing glue, not a bulldozer. Then think about width. Ride cymbals often benefit from some stereo spread, but in D&B you have to be careful. Too much width can weaken the center and make the drop feel less focused. Use utility, chorus ensemble, or a very light echo or hybrid reverb send to create width and shimmer. A subtle micro delay can make the ride feel like it has a halo around it. A tiny room reverb can also add dimension, but always check that the drop still hits hard in mono and that the snare and bass remain locked in the center, where they belong. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where the rewind-worthy part comes alive. Before the drop, filter the ride down and build tension. You can automate the cutoff of auto filter so the top end opens as the drop approaches. A reverse ride or reverse symbol leading into the first hit is a classic move for a reason. It creates a sense of arrival. Then, when the drop lands, let the ride open fully for maximum energy. After a few bars, thin it out again slightly so the ear doesn't get tired. That contrast is what keeps the drop feeling exciting. For rewinds and replay value, think about interruption. A sudden cut in the ride right before a fill or impact can make the listener feel the drop snap back and even harder when it returns. A brief reverse swell or a snare roll can help sell that moment. The ride can come back brighter and more open after the rewind, which makes the second arrival feel even bigger than the first. That's a really effective way to make a drop feel memorable. Now build variation across a longer phrase. Don't just loop the same two bars for the entire section. Use the first two bars as your core groove. In the next two, add a couple of ghost hits or small velocity changes. In the next pair, remove one hit for space. Then in the final two bars, add a fill, a stutter, or a reverse tail to lead into the next phrase. That evolution keeps the top end feeling alive. It also helps the arrangement feel like it's breathing, which is especially important in jungle-influenced drum and bass, where the energy is constantly shifting. Always check the ride in context with the snare and bass. Soloed cymbals can lie to you. Something that sounds exciting by itself might be too sharp or too crowded once the full drop is playing. Ask yourself whether the ride is masking the snare transient, whether it's fighting bass harmonics, whether it feels too wide, and whether it adds energy or just noise. If the ride gets buried, don't automatically turn it way up. Sometimes a tiny presence boost around the upper mids is better than simply increasing volume. And if the snare needs room, a gentle sidechain or timing adjustment can make the whole groove sit better. A few common mistakes show up all the time here. One is making every hit the same velocity, which kills the groove instantly. Another is pushing the high end too hard, which turns excitement into fatigue. Overwidth is another trap, because it can make the mix feel unfocused. Also, watch out for rides that don't relate to the snare at all. If the accents land in the wrong places, the part feels random instead of intentional. And finally, avoid overprocessing. If the ride sounds amazing in solo but disappears in the drop, you probably went too far. Simpler is often better, as long as each move has a purpose. If you want a darker or heavier version of this idea, focus on changing the tone rather than just turning the ride down. Use darker saturation, subtle low-pass movement, or a small high-end dip to make it less piercing while still keeping the drive. You can also layer a bright, short metallic layer with a darker body layer to create a more engineered sound. A little transient emphasis from drum bus can help it cut through dense bass movement too. And if you want extra aggression, try a parallel distortion return with saturator or even a touch of redux. Then blend that in quietly under the dry signal. Here's a quick practice exercise. Build a 2-bar ride groove at 174 BPM using a sampled ride in drum rack. Program offbeat emphasis at least 3 velocity levels and process it with a Q8, saturator, drum bus, and maybe auto filter. Then duplicate it into 8 bars and change one thing every 2 bars. Mute a hit, shift a hit slightly, automate filter cutoff, or add a reverse swell. Play it with your kick, snare, and bass, and listen for how the energy changes across the phrase. The challenge is to make bars 1 to 4 feel energetic, bars 5 and 6 feel a little darker, and bars 7 and 8 feel bigger and more dangerous. If you can get those 3 states to read clearly, you're already thinking like a DNB arranger, not just a loop maker. That's the real goal here. A great jungle ride groove is not just a top loop, it's a character element. It helps the drop breathe, push, and hit with more personality. And in drum and bass, those small details in the cymbals can make the whole record feel more alive. So build the groove, shape the tone, adjust enough movement, and always listen in context. That's how you get a ride part that doesn't just sit on top of the drop, but actually helps the drop feel rewind-worthy.